Tom's hosting.
Okay. Ready, set.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's
there it is.
Welcome back to What's the Point? A fun old podcast from Trinity Lutheran Church. Stop laughing at me. We are back after a little hiatus. We are debuting our new series, and we're going to be talking about Created to Be, and it's following our youth gathering theme this coming summer, as well as our Lent Round Robin series. So we're having a lot of fun with this theme for this whole kind of next 6-7 months of 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. Again, I'm Pastor Tom Westcott, also just Tom on the podcast, and I am here with
Heather Day, and I just have to say we're not doing this for 6 or 7 months. It's for 6 or 7, like, weeks. Yes. Just in case.
Yes, I'm sorry. I meant we'll be dwelling as a church community.
Okay, anyway, hi, I'm Heather.
I missed something. It's fine. Hi, I'm Katie.
And yeah, we are here with our new series. Question.
Answer.
What is the most exciting? Maybe I shouldn't say exciting. What is a place you've been to that you've really enjoyed, perhaps on vacation or work conference? Just what's been an awesome trip you've had? Mm. Specifically the destination. That's what I want to know. Where did you go?
Mm-hmm. Can I start this one
off? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This was my favorite trip I think I've ever taken. And it was out to Idaho. And I went with my grandparents. That part was kind of... Wamp, wamp. I love them. Do not love spending a week in the car with them. However, the destination was amazing. We drove out. So we went up through North Dakota and Montana and whatever. And it was just gorgeous and so much fun. The weather was perfect. It was just beautiful. We visited my grandma's brother, so my uncle out there, for my cousin's wedding, and it was so fun.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so mine also involves mountains. When I was in college, I studied abroad for a semester in Chile, and which is in South America. And then at the end of that time, some friends and I took a trip down to the southernmost part of South America, and we went to... Punta Arenas is the name of the city, and then there's a national park in that area. And so, like, we got to go to a beach and see penguins.
Oh my
gosh.
In
their natural habitat.
Fun.
And, like, I just remember.
What kind of penguins? Are they chinstrap penguins?
I don't.
They take 10,000 micro naps a day. Did you know that? I found that out.
Do you want to be a chinstrap penguin now?
Totally.
I don't remember what kind of penguins they were. I just remember that they were there in the wild. And it was so windy, like the wind was literally blowing us over. And then we went to a national park that was like, you know, these glacier-fed lakes and these beautiful, picturesque mountains. So like anytime I have, you know, if you're ever like in a yoga class or a meditation, anything, and they're like, picture a beautiful place or a place that, you know, you love. And it's always that place for me. It's so beautiful.
Fun.
How about you, Tom?
You know, I've been to Australia. I've been to Brazil, but I'd say the most fun I've had on a trip was when Emily and I went to, here's how wild our spring break was in college. We went like road tripping through the Grapefruit League of spring training.
Amazing.
Oh, so much fun. We just went and watched baseball and then hung out at a beach. Like,
okay. Oh,
just.
That sounds great. Yeah.
So this was chill. Florida?
Yeah. Went to Florida. Yep. Okay. We did the Fort Myers, Clearwater, Tampa, up and down there. So a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, speaking of other cool places, Heather, where have you been recently?
Well, since you asked, I just got back from New Orleans.
What?
Let's see. We're recording on a Monday. I got back a week ago today.
Yeah.
And was in New Orleans for 6 days.
And pray tell, what were you doing?
Well, I was at the Extravaganza.
Hold on. What is
that?
The what?
I know. I can't remember who I was telling that recently, and they were just like, hold on. The Extravaganza. Like, that's just the best name for an event ever.
It really is.
So the extravaganza is basically a continuing education opportunity for youth ministry workers, anyone who works with children and youth. And it's put on by the ELCA Youth Ministry Network. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's a, I don't know, like 5-day conference that's all for people who work with kids in the ELCA.
And it's really awesome.
It is really. This is my third one. My first one was virtual. This is my second one in person. And it's like the best continuing ed opportunity I've ever been to. Yeah. So you've been to some too?
I have. So the first one I attended was also virtual.
Okay.
And then I went, 2 years ago to when it was here in Minneapolis? In the Midwest. So yeah, it was insane. Mm-hmm. Like the coolest experience I think I've ever had as far as conferences go.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah. Tom, have you ever been to an E? We also call it the E.
Yeah.
So have you been to an E?
I have not been to an E.
Loser.
Apparently.
But maybe you can go to an E sometime.
Maybe I can someday. Mm-hmm. My children highly are encouraging. More amenable to parents being gone. So what makes it so amazing? I mean, I can guess it's the collegiality. Mm-hmm. It's the probably speakers and workshops. Mm-hmm. And it's probably just knowing everyone there is in the same boat as you. And not just like, I think of a pastor conference, like very different experience for pastors, but like youth ministry is pretty, or children, youth, and family ministry is pretty niche sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, but what made it so amazing?
Yeah. So I think for me, it was just going into like the opening night when, you know, you get to hear like the house band and, you know, just be in this room filled with, I don't even know how many people show up.
This year there were 800.
800. Mm-hmm. I was going to say it must be hundreds of youth people. So that was really cool. But then also the part to me that was so interesting and just almost like a culture shock for youth ministry was going into these workshops and hearing other people's experiences and realizing, oh, even though I am in, because at the time I was in Bloomer, so even though I am in small town Wisconsin, there's still people who are like over in, you know, California in a bigger city who have similar experiences or have ideas that I can adapt to bring back. I don't know. It's just this almost like overwhelming experience that you come back and you're on a high from, like you're still buzzing and just have all of these ideas that you can't wait to try out or to implement or I don't know. It's just a fun, exciting time.
Yeah. I would say for me, you know, a couple things stick out. One of them, you know, you talked about collegiality. The last few years have worked closely with the other youth directors in Eau Claire and all of us went to New Orleans together. We traveled together. We, you know, spent time together. We went out for meals together. We did explore Bourbon Street together, which was an experience. You know, being able to make these friendships and have these relationships with people that I can work with. And, you know, then we build off of those and we're working together this summer for summer stretch and all sorts of things. So that is great. You know, there's also a luncheon one day for everyone who's there from our synod has lunch together, which is great to, you know, I get to connect with people from Amory and from Hudson and from Superior and people that I'll see at other things, you know, back at home too. Mm-hmm. So that was great. I also got to meet a few people that like just are really, you know, cool people that I have known of. Like I got to get my book autographed by Jamie Brisehoff. She wrote the book Raising Kids Beyond the Binary that I'm doing a book study of later. So I got to meet her and chat with her. We've emailed since. It's fine. We're best friends now.
Oh, wow. Did you meet John Stevens?
I didn't meet John Stevens, the dollar store children's sermon guy, but I did hear somebody say that he's much smaller in person than he seemed online. So that was interesting.
That is interesting.
You know, so, and then just getting to make connections, you know, I talked with people who work for Augsburg Fortress, which is the publishing company. And I got to say, like, here are some things that I wish you would develop. I actually did a luncheon with them as well. They were doing some market research and I signed up to do that. And so I got to see some products that they're in the midst of developing and wanted feedback on. So that was a really cool experience. So just getting to make all these connections in all these different places, you know, there's people there from the different camps. So, you know, I'm talking with people from camps all over and like, oh, this would be a great trip to take youth. And this sounds really great. So all of that is really, just good to have and making these connections. So that's wonderful. Another thing I would say that just makes it such a great experience is they really try to make it a refreshing, a time of, for people who work in ministry who don't always get to go to worship. You know, like there's lots of weeks I don't get to go to worship. I didn't get to go to worship yesterday on Sunday morning. So they make sure that they build that into this, which is really, really wonderful. And then, you know, getting to see how different people who are planning do worship differently from the music. You know, this year the house band was a jazz band because we were in New Orleans. So they were doing all this cool music that like, oh, I know this song, but you're doing it like in the style of a second line, like parade, New Orleans parade kind of thing. And so that's really cool and just has, you know, some kind of like spiritual filling that, that, you know, we all need. And then on top of that, there's all the main stage speakers and the workshops and all the like really learning experiences that are a part of it. I got to go to workshops. I went to one with Jamie Brezahoff again, my new best friend, the author. And I went to another one with Russ Murray, who is maybe one of the directors of GLAAD. So he works on LGBTQ inclusion, and he's a deacon in the ELCA church. I've got a couple of his books. I didn't bring them with, so I didn't get them signed. But so that was a great workshop. I went to a workshop on church safety and have, you know, talking about having policies in place for keeping kids and youth safe at church. Oh, went to another workshop about, you know, bringing the mountaintop home and, you know, when you'd bring kids on youth trips and how to like bring that back home with you. So that was great. And then there's these great main stage speakers. I feel like the E does a really good job of kind of seeing where trends are or picking up on maybe movements that are on the fringes of the church and pushing them into the forefront and knowing that youth workers have this really interesting place in the church where we can kind of push new ideas or at least introduce new ideas sometimes. And so, you know, one of the main, there was a whole main stage segment put on by the ELCA Disabilities Ministries and talking about, you know, so they had their representatives, you know, so we're looking on stage and here's someone who is very clearly blind, you know, a couple people with pretty significant physical impairments and one who is in charge of the part of the youth gathering this summer that's all about disabilities. And looking at him, I'm like, what is your disability? The table. Yes.
Yeah.
And figuring like, oh, you have dyslexia and the church can think about that too. Like, so that was really great to think about that. They, well, you know, we talk about race, we talk about gender and sexuality. There was a whole part where the they talked about the truth and reconciliation movement within the church, talking about indigenous peoples. And so it's just this place where we really make a point to kind of see, you know, marginalized groups and ideas and find ways to bring those into like the main conversation. And I feel like the extravaganza is really good at doing that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's coming from, like, with youth ministry, some things are just okay with, like, being transient. Like, oh, these kids are only here for so long, mm-hmm. so we can try different things and reach them in different ways. While if we tried to do this sort of thing at a church-wide assembly or at a synodical assembly, it'd be like, no, right?
Right,
yes.
So there is this... this attitude of holy experimentation and
for sure
with the E, it sounds like. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to know, what is the two or three big things that you took home from this experience at the E?
The E.
2024.
Well, so the one thing I didn't talk about yet that was maybe, you know, my biggest takeaway in general was that I went early. There's an intensive course that you can take before the actual E starts. And so I went to that with the other Eau Claire folks. That was all about bringing students to the gathering. So this summer in July, the ELCA is having their, you know, their every 3 years giant youth gathering in New Orleans. So the E was also in New Orleans on purpose. And so we had a day and a half intensive time just talking about bringing kids to the gathering. And, you know, we talked about schedules and hotels. You know, we know what hotel we're staying at in July, so I got to go check it out.
Spill the tea. What's the hotel like?
It's the Intercontinental. It's very fancy. We talked about having a rule where things in your hotel rooms that are pretty need to stay pretty. I learned that quote from another leader.
They always pick the fanciest hotels for these rambunctious kids.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get it.
It looked fairly swanky, so uh-huh. It's fine. But, you know, they had a scavenger hunt for us to do that got us out in the city and finding all the different locations and walking to places. And so that was probably my biggest takeaway. I think going into this, I was a lot more nervous about bringing a group down to the gathering in July. And now I feel a lot better. I can visualize where we're going to be. I know more about what it's going to look like and kind of picture it in my head. And so I have a better idea how to prep the group and prep myself and other leaders for that. So that was a huge takeaway for me from this particular E. And beyond that, I think it was just kind of, I'll take away the energy and just kind of feeling reinvigorated and like, all right, let's do this. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. This is good stuff. We're doing good work. I feel energized. I feel appreciated and just ready to dig in.
Awesome. Now, the theme is created to be,
yes,
and there are multiple days, and there's a different theme within that larger umbrella. What are those smaller themes?
Yeah, so you're talking about the theme for the gathering this summer.
The summer itself, as well as each day, yeah.
Yep, yeah. So the overall theme is created to be based on Psalm 139, where it's, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. So that's the overarching theme. The daily themes are, and I don't remember the order of them, it's created to be free, created to be authentic, mm-hmm. created to be brave, created to be disciples, and created to be disruptive. So free, authentic, brave, disciples, disruptive.
Sounds like some great topics for kids to dig into at the youth gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's going to be really great.
And cool. We are here at Trinity. We're going to be using those themes during our Lenten Round Robin midweek series. So you'll get to hear different pastors and even a deacon talk on each of those themes. And are we going to talk to me about Vacation Bible School?
Yeah, we're using the same themes for Vacation Bible School. So we're all going to be about created to be. VBS is only 4 days, so we're only going to use 4 out of the 5 themes. But yeah, we're going to dig into those. And, you know, so from 3-year-olds through 103, we're all going to be talking about created to be in the next couple months.
I'm very excited for that, to have this congregational, not just congregation, like the Eau Claire community of ELCA churches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be digging in this together
yeah.
for half a year or more.
Yeah, so. Yeah, with the round robin, that'll be at different churches. And then the VBS curriculum, also the other ELCA churches are using the same curriculum for their vacation Bible school as well. So yeah, we're all doing it together. Speaking of collegiality, working together.
So fun.
Well, I think that wraps up our first episode here for What's the Point? Yeah. And Created to Be. In the following episodes, I think we're just going to dive into each of those themes and see where the Holy Spirit takes us. So
yeah,
with awesome. That, I'm excited for the next podcast. I'll see y'all later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.